Blessings, everybody. This is Dale. Thank you so much for joining with me today on the Word Podcast. We are in 2 Samuel chapter 24 in the midst of a thing that David's got himself into. Remember what's going on. David had decided to number the people. He realized it was a grievous sin, and he repented, asked God to forgive him. The Lord says, I'll tell you what, I'll give you three options. He gave him three options as to what the punishment would be. So even though we have forgiveness, sometimes there's punishment that comes along with it, all right? So David threw himself at the mercy of the Lord and chose the one of the Lord. And the Lord sent a pestilence, an angel of the Lord, that killed 70,000 people. 70,000 people. And so we left off in the previous episode where the angel of the Lord was coming to stretch out his hand against Jerusalem and destroy it. And the Lord said, stop it. Okay, it said the Lord relented. He relented from the calamity. He regretted about the evil. Again, the regret and the relenting is not from a perspective that the Lord had sinned in doing this. No, not at all. But it broke his heart as to what was happening, so he stopped it. Now, we pick it up at verse 17, 2 Samuel 24. Then David spoke to the Lord when he saw the angel who was striking the people and said, so this is what David had been saying to the Lord. Behold, I have sinned and I've done wickedly, but these sheep, what have they done? Please let your hand be against me and against my father's house. So David is saying, I'm the one that sinned. These are innocent sheep right here. These people are, they are the ones that are paying the price for my sin. Boy, they're not some vivid pictures here for us to consider and for us to see of the impact of sin. Okay. Verse 18, and Gad came that day to David and said to him, go up, raise an altar to the Lord on the threshing floor of Arunah, the Jebusite. So David went up at Gad's word as the Lord commanded. Remember, Gad was the prophet. He was described as David's seer. So the Lord had spoke to him and told him to come up here, come up to the threshing floor of Arunah, the Jebusite, and build an altar to the Lord, worship the Lord there. Verse 20, and when Arunah looked down, he saw the king and his servants coming on toward him. And Arunah went out and paid homage to the king with his face to the ground. And Arunah said, why has my lord the king come to his servant? David said, to buy the threshing floor from you in order to build an altar to the Lord, that the plague may be averted from the people. So David's forthright about the reason he's come. He said, I've come here. God told me to come here, to come to this threshing floor to build an altar. I'm here to buy the land where I can build an altar and do that. And the reason I'm doing this is to where the plague will be averted from the people. Verse 22. Then Arunah said to David, let my lord the king take up and offer up what seems good to him. Here are the oxen for the burnt offering and the threshing sledges and the yokes of the oxen for the wood. All this, O king, Arunah gives to you. And Arunah said to the king, may the Lord your God accept you. So David comes up there to offer a sacrifice. He's trying to get the land, he's buying the land to build an altar. And the owner of the land says, here, you take what you need. You take the land. As a matter of fact, here's my oxen. You can take my oxen and burn them as an offering. You can take my tools of my trade, the threshing sledges and the yokes of the oxen, which wouldn't be of much use anyway if the oxen were dead, right? The man is literally giving his livelihood to the king. Now, was the king lacking in any resources? Oh, no. The king had resources galore, you know? But here this guy is saying, hey, you can take it all, you can do it, and may the Lord your God accept you. May he accept this sacrifice. But listen to how David responded to this, because this was a very, very generous offer, right? Verse 24, but the king said to Arunah, no, but I will buy it from you for a price. I will not offer burnt offerings to the Lord my God that cost me nothing. So David bought the threshing floor and the oxen for 50 shekels of silver. And you may have heard that concept, you may have heard that phrase before mentioned. This is where it occurs in the scripture. I will not offer burnt offerings to the Lord my God that cost me nothing. In other words, I'm not going to offer to the Lord God something that is of not value to me, something that did not come of some cost to me. You see the principle in the whole thing with offerings. They were to bring the firstborn. They were to bring the best of, without blemish, that type of thing. They were not to bring things that were inferior. Okay, and so David is saying, I will not do this. I will pay for it. Then verse 25, and David built there an altar to the Lord and offered burnt offerings and peace offerings. So the Lord responded to the plea for the land, and the plague was averted from Israel. So David does what the Lord tells him to do, to go and build an altar there and offer up this burnt offering. And the Lord responded to the plea for the land. Remember, we saw that phrase before, okay? The plea for the land, the intercession for the land, and the plague was averted from the land. Let me tell you what, I'm going to jump over to 1 Chronicles 21, which we've been reading in parallel with this. Let's see what it says. I'm going to start with verse 16. And God sent an angel to Jerusalem to destroy it. And as he was about to destroy it, Yahweh saw and was grieved on account of the calamity. Then he said to the angel, the destroyer, it is enough, slacken your hand. And the angel of Yahweh was standing by the threshing floor of Ornan the Jebusite. And David lifted his eyes and saw the angel of Yahweh standing between earth and heaven with his sword drawn in his hand, stretched out over Jerusalem. Then David and the elders, clothed in sackcloth, fell upon their faces. Then David said to God, was it not I who gave a command to count the people? Now I am he who has sinned, and I've certainly done wickedness. But these sheep, what have they done? Oh, Yahweh, my God, please let your hand be against me and against the house of my father. But against your people, let there be no plague. Now the angel of Yahweh has spoken to Gad, to say to David that David should go up to erect an altar for Yahweh on the threshing floor of Ornan the Jebusite. Did you catch something right there? We saw where the Lord had spoken to Gad in 2 Samuel. Here it says the angel of Yahweh had spoken to Gad and told him to go tell David something. I wonder if it's the same angel, the one that's described as the destroyer here. So David went up at the word of Gad that he had spoken in the name of Yahweh. Now Ornan was threshing wheat, and Ornan turned and saw the angel, and his four sons with him hid themselves. Then David came to Ornan and looked, and Ornan looked and saw David. And he went out from the threshing floor, and they bowed down to David, faces in the ground. Then David said to Ornan, please give me the place, the threshing floor. So I'm going to stop right here because my time's short. We'll pick this up in the next episode. But you see what the detail right here. You see what's happening. David would not offer anything that had not had a price to it, that did not cost him something. He wasn't being frivolous about any of this. Well, again, I'll see y'all next episode. Goodbye.